Muskie used to be called the fish of 10,000 casts. That's what the folks in Minnesota, Wisconsin still call it. Well, that's because they haven't fished Lake St. Clair. They haven't fished Lake St. Clair with Don Miller, who's been out there chasing muskies forever, and he's one of the best out there, and he's with us now on the Outdoor Magazine phone line. Don, welcome back to the show.
How are you, Mike?
I am doing just wonderful, and if I remember, you're just getting ready to kick off the season, aren't you?
June 6th is our opening day. It's always the first Saturday of June, traditionally.
So you have not been out fishing, but you're probably getting a feel for what it's going to be like, or is it always good on Lake St. Clair?
I'm getting a feel of what it's going to be like. I mean, this warmer weather is going to help out quite a bit that we've been getting down here. So it's something I think that brings the bigger girls off the beds out in a little bit more likable water for myself to challenge them a little bit more. I don't like squeezing way inside 8 feet. You know, you got to have a smaller boat, but when they start coming out in 8 feet to catching them coming out in the flats a little bit in Lake St. Clair or on the dumping grounds at that time, it can be a very eventful day.
Now, for folks who haven't been on Lake St. Clair, describe it a little bit. It's not a deep lake at all, is it?
No, the average depth on Lake St. Clair is 15 feet deep. It's like a big dish in between two rivers, with the St. Clair River up at the north end and the Detroit River up at the south end. There's a turnover of water of every 4 to 5 days in the lake, so it's got a good current, but it encompasses roughly 640 square miles.
Is
so
it,
there's a lot of shallow water in there for breeding grounds for the fish, and there's, you know, the deep spots in the lake are going to be 19 and 20 feet deep unless you get to the shipping channel, which is dredged out by the Corps of Engineers, and that runs down to 30, 35 feet through the lake where the shipping goes on through the lake.
And do you fish the edges of the shipping channel?
No, I used to when I was younger, but I spent too much time cleaning my lines from the stuff that the freighters would churn up. So I usually just lay back a little bit on each side of it. You'll do good in there, maybe 100 yards or so off each side of the channel, but you start getting in there a little bit more where there's some freighter traffic. They seem to churn it up pretty good. There's fish in there, but, you know, I mean, it's just getting at them. Being a trawler, it can be some havoc for you to keep your lines cleared.
And you just mentioned it. You are a trawler. You're not one of those guys like they do in Minnesota where you cast and cast and cast for fish. You're trolling, so you're putting your bait in front of a lot of fish every day.
Yes, you want to try to present it to as many fish as possible, because there's always going to be more lookers than takers in this program. So you want to show it to as many as you possibly can and hang out in good areas where you've had a lot of good activity in your past history.
First time I fished with you, Don, what I was most surprised at was two things. Number one, the size of the baits and the speed that you troll.
Right. We don't use anything smaller than 6 inches, and it'll go up to probably a 10-inch bait. I still say 8 inches would be a good standard to do. And speeds of anywhere between 4 to 6 miles an hour aren't uncommon at all. And when you get into your fall fishing, you'd even slow it down a little bit more under 4, 3.5, something like that, 3 miles an hour, because they're slowing up in the fall.
You're one of the most well-known captains on the lake. I think you're one of the best on the lake, and you learned from one of the best, didn't you?
I learned from Homer LeBlanc, which for the longest time was Michigan's only inductee into the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, and he invented the method of prop wash trolling with the line 5 feet behind the boat, and engineered a rod set up to where you could effectively troll 6 to 8 lines off the back of the boat before planer boards were invented. So he was probably the Pope of Lake St. Clair, you know, and the original author of musky fishing, the greatest that there was around.
When you talk about trolling the prop wash, what do you mean by that?
Well, we would stage baits 5 feet behind the back of the boat, right in the boat's wake, right in the prop wash, literally with the bait rocking around 5 feet behind the boat, and with muskies being an opportunist and thinking that curious, too, about what the agitation is going on, they might possibly think that that's a school of active small bait fish running to get away from them, and they see a couple of targets on each side of that prop wash right there. that they can come on up and capitalize on, it's a key place to disguise your baits right in there in that churning whitewash, backwash right there.
That, in some ways, goes against the so-called conventional wisdom of trolling, though. I mean, if you're trolling 12 to 15 feet of crystal clear water, you'd think you'd want your bait out on boards, out away from the boat.
Well, muskies don't have any natural enemies, though, Mike. I mean, you have to understand, they don't know what boats are. And, you know, they fear nothing in that water, and they're the top of the food chain. So if they see something that's easy enough for them to get, they're not afraid to come up at the back of the boat and get them. There's been a lot of stories told about people that were casting, I've heard, and they're bringing their bait right up next to the boat, and a big muskie would lunge right there next to the boat on them. You know, so it's a good spot to put baits.
And that's your down rod, you call it, right?
Yes, I call it the down rods. They're pointed straight down at the water with the rod tips probably about, I would guess, maybe about 6 to 8 inches off the water. And I let out the one-pound lead ball, right, even with the lead balls right there at the back of the boat, with about a 5 or 6 foot lead on it right there in the boat's prop watch.
Well, you hook into, what, a 40-inch fish with 5 feet of line. That's got to be interesting.
Well, a 40-inch fish is a lot of fun to fight. There's no bad muskies. And understand, muskies, I don't discount any muskie you catch, because if the little ones were stupid, you'd catch a little one all day long. There's been a lot of times where I've caught one that was 30 inches, 25 inches, and before the end of the day, I had one 54 inches on the same bait in the same slot.
Hmm.
So when there's a bite going on, you have to understand that the little ones turn on at the same time as the big ones. Well, but a 40-inch fish is a very nice fish. That's a nice fish, but the state says the legal limit is 42. But let's put it back in the lake and let it get bigger. And hopefully we'll come back and see it again another day, and it'll be a supersizer for us.
We're talking with Don Miller about trolling for muskie on Lake St. Clair. His website, millers-sportfishing.com. Don, you have any openings for people this summer yet?
Yes, there's some openings. There's some prime dates still available.
What would you consider a prime date?
I usually like to see right around the first day of summer, when it doesn't get dark until 10 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through July, and August is very good, through the first or second week of September. When you start getting into the transitional time of changes in seasons, you have to pick your day pretty much to be out there. I mean, it can be a beautiful day, but bad for the water, and there's a lot of stuff chalked up with the change of seasons, with wind directions churning it up pretty good on you. So you start getting into the fall turnover period.
We'll continue our conversation with Don Miller, the website millers-sportfishing.com, after this right here on Outdoor Magazine. While you're online, of course, MikeAveryOutdoors.com is the website, the Facebook page, facebook.com/outdoormagazine. And this website, millers-sportfishing.com, that's the website of Don Miller, a veteran muskie charter captain on Lake St. Clair, getting ready to kick off his season here very soon. Don, the first week or so of the season, is that hit or miss depending on the weather, or is that always a good time to be out there?
Well, it can be hit or miss, but I think we're heading for a fairly decent opening weekend to be out there, and I usually like to be up around the Anchor Bay area off the mouth of Black Creek and Huron Point, and over in front of the Salt River. Grassy Island and New Baltimore are all key slots to be up in the Anchor Bay area and targeting these fish in depths of 8 to 10 feet of water. It's a very shallow body up at the north end anyway, so you're not going to find anything that's going to get 15 or 20 feet deep, but I think it's an ideal spot with your muskies coming off of the shallower water. The shallower body up at the north end of the lake is going to warm up a lot quicker, and I think that you're going to find some hungry critters up there looking to chomp down on some little things that look like bait fish being towed behind the boat.
And hopefully your boat.
Yeah. I think we'll find some success in that.
Where is your boat? What port or marina are you at, Don?
I'm at Island Harbor Marina. It's within a nautical mile.
Okay. Now, forgive my it's not ignorance, but it's been about a while since I fished down there, and I don't remember. From your dock there, can you fish the entire lake, or would you have to trailer to the north if you could to fish the north end of the lake?
I could fish the entire lake from my dock. It's about a 20-minute run up into Anchor Bay.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that far. I mean, if you had a smaller boat, you could take it up to the Clinton River and go up there. But from my dock, it's 20 minutes.
Yeah. What makes Lake St. Clair such a wonderful trophy musky fishery?
Well, we've been practicing catch and release out there for many, many years on Lake St. Clair. And I think that when you talk about muskies, waters, I think arguably Lake St. Clair could become one of the best musky fisheries in the entire world. Undoubtedly, I think it's the best in North America. Muskies are a river-orientated fish. They like a fresh supply of water. They like good forage of bait fish to feed on and things that they can eat. Some weeds in there, and Lake St. Clair has all the elements that supply that, plus a lot of the guys out there that know what they're doing. They've all got live wells on their boat, and we're catching muskies and reviving them on the boat, taking a picture and putting them back in the lake, you know? So it's working out good that the bigger females, it's like they'll lay close to 100,000 eggs, and there's never enough of them to go around, but you say, that's a lot of fish, but only 0.1% live to make it to adulthood because they're cannibalistic. And, of course, everything else in the lake eats them until they get to be a little bit larger.
And then they get their revenge.
And then they get their revenge, right.
So it sounds like the fishery itself and the way you guys fish has really changed a lot since Homer was around.
Yes. Everything's going back into the lake. I mean, there's no question. I mean, a fish that's 42 inches is roughly an 8- to 10-year-old fish. And they're just starting their reproductive causes at 8 to 10 years old. And I think that when you get into the supersizers, like the 54-inchers and some of the 40-pound class fish that we've been seeing lately on the lake, you're probably talking about a fish that's 25, somewhere in there, depending on that range. I mean, they can live up to 30 years old. So they didn't just get that big from biting everything that was manufactured to catch them. And understanding their habits a little bit is what you key in on, and knowing their water, their peak metabolism temperatures, little changes that you'll see fish like color changes in the water from day to day in front of the mouths of creeks and rivers that empty into Lake St. Clair. That's as good as any piece of structure you can work along with jawfish relate to that. Little isolated pockets of bait fish that are schooled up in one area and laying back away from it a little bit because you know they're going to follow a grocery store, you know? And you just key in on little things like that.
On your boat, then, is it strictly catch and release?
It's strictly catch and release, yes.
And your clients know that before they go out, so I suspect there's no problem with that.
No, I don't dupe anybody into anything in the false pretenses. I mean, it's 100% catch and release of all muskies.
All right, so we talked about your down rods, but you are also running big boards, aren't you?
Yes, I'm running the double ski boards. They're homemade redwoods, and they're 28 inches long, and I got them about 10 inches tall, separated about a foot apart with the backboard about 4 inches up in front of the front board. And I tow them along, and the boards are very active. The fish seem to like them a lot. They've probably increased my catch by 50%.
Wow.
Over. And so it's just you're covering more water effectively, and you know fish are on the outside of the boat that can't see your rods on the boat, even though as clean as Lake St. Clair is and it's in the presentation. So they seem to like it pretty good out there with 2, 3, 4 feet underneath the surface, and about a 20, depending early in the season, I'd go a 20-foot lead. Later in the season, like you get into July and August, I'd be looking at a 30 to 40 foot lead out there with anywhere from a 2 to 4 ounce inline sinker and put laying it in the back. On some occasion, I have even seen larger muskies that were curious about my boards and when I got in their area and would cruise my board next to it and actually bump it to see how it would react. So I've seen that a few times. So they're territorial, and they're curious about what things come in their area. They're seeing how it reacts, you know?
So if territorial, so that means in a given area, you're probably only going to have one big fish. So you don't catch a couple of big fish out of the same area.
I would say within you get into an area where the fish are really hot in a half-mile area, it would not be unusual on Lake St. Clair to pick up several larger fish in that area. They can stake it out. I mean, it's just not like you get into a smaller lake where you have a legend fish, and once he's caught and he's kept it, the whole lake just goes downhill. But in Lake St. Clair, on any given day, can produce more 50-inch fish on any given day than probably any other five or six well-known musky lakes in the country can.
50-inch, is that kind of the mark where a true trophy fish begins?
Yeah, it is. 50 inches. A lot of guys, I mean, I've seen some very nice 46 and 48 inches, but when I know musky guys in the musky fishing community, 50 inches the benchmark for their career to be a success.
And you say 42 is a legal fish these days, right?
Right.
What's a master angler?
Master angler, I think you can write them at 42 inches. I won't write them for anything less than 45 inches because I just still say that a 42-inch fish can be brought in on some walleye rods that I have. I do occasional walleye trips out there. And I've caught them on 10-pound tests with that. But I think you start getting into a 45-inch fish, you have to do a deft job handling the rod and reel to have some success with it. And I don't want to write every fish that I possibly could. If some child were to come out, like a 10- or 12-year-old kid, and caught it, I probably would call it, write him a master.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't want to take anything away from children. I certainly want them to come back. But for an adult, I think that you got to step up to the plate and deliver a little bit better, you know?
And
the fish are there to do it with.
I hear musky anglers here from the northern part of the state who fish the inland waters who are happy with a follow. They're happy if they get a bite. They're happy if they fish for 3 or 4 days and get a fish. What's your catch rate like down there on Lake St. Clair?
Multiple fish days of 5 to 10 fish are not uncommon at all. And that's getting on the low end. There's been some times where last summer I was out with a guy, and in 5 hours he went 11 for 14 and said that he'd had enough and he wanted to go in. And I looked at him and I said, you got to be kidding me. I got things penned up right here. I could get 25 or 26 today. And that guy had caught like 4 30-pound class fish in that bunch.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, and he was an older guy. And he said, no. He says, I'm serious. I'm paying for the full day. I'll never have another day like this. Let's go in, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's his charter, right? It's his day on the water.
It's his day. So, I mean, he didn't mind paying for the full day on that. I says, you know, I got things penned up right here. I said, nobody's around me. And I'm just, it's like 1-900 spank me. And every time I come through this little area right here and I got it on a GPS, I said, I got fish on. I said, let's burn them up. So he said, no. He said, he's done. He says, he wants in.
Yeah. So, and he was out there, he was your only customer that day?
He was my only customer. He came out with his stepson. There was two, and my mate and myself, and they caught quite a few muskies. He says, we're out of here in 5 hours. That's what I had. So, I mean, that's not uncommon.
Yeah, wow. You know? Well, if somebody wants to fish with Don Miller, the one of the best charter captains, in my opinion, on Lake St. Clair, check out the website, millers-sportfishing.com. The season opens up that first weekend in June, so you can book trips or at least find out how to get in touch with Don at millers-sportfishing.com. Don, I will wish you a wonderful season, but I think every season down there is wonderful these days, isn't it?
It's a great season. The seasons keep getting better out there all the time. I mean, it's just my catch numbers are going up. The size is going up. Over 30 years ago when I started this, if I'd have seen one 30-pound class fish in my whole season, it would have been, I would have thought that the good Lord was with me on the boat the whole season. But now we're starting to see a few 40-pound class fish come in, and 30-pounders are very common.
Real quick before we let you go, what do you think the biggest musky fishing in that, biggest musky in that lake would go?
I would venture to say there's some 50-plus pounders in there.
Wow. Well, I hope that you are one of the guys who lands one of those on your boat and post a picture on your website, millers-sportfishing.com. Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Mike.